Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so happy to welcome back Adam Craig to the show. Adam, welcome back.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, everyone, Adam is the founding member of CLE Real Estate Group, and they do commercial real estate buildings. They do the BRRRR strategy, and his show is really excellent. So you should definitely go back and check it out. Today, we're going to talk about mindset, because if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know how important that is to me. And it's just an area that requires consistent attention, because that's the bulk, 80% of how we get to, you know, wherever it is that we want to be in life. So will you please tell me about one habit that has led to your continued growth and success?
So I would say it would be continuing education. I was never a big guy for the school type education, but when I got into real estate, I started going to meetings. And shortly after, I thought I became pretty proficient at that. I said, you know, I don't really need to do these real estate meetups. I kind of know what I'm doing. I've listened to dozens of real estate books and, you know, how much more can I know? But shortly after that, I came across a podcast and I completely flipped the switch on that and said, you know, I'm going to go to every meeting. I go to tons of real estate meetups. I grab coffee. I grab lunch. I meet everyone I can who's involved in real estate, whether they're new or experienced. And from that, not only have I made these lifelong connections and these networking, but I've learned so many things that I never thought I would learn, just because people have different opinions on things, things you never would have thought about. So in addition to, you know, agreeing to do that, I continue to listen to the podcasts like yours, business podcasts, just about everything. And I really think the main point of that is always be educating yourself. You're never at the top of, you could always learn more. There's a lot more in real estate I hope to learn. And every time I get coffee with someone, I'm like, huh, never thought of that way. So I love continuing to meet these people.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. And so what was it about that one podcast that you listened to that kind of helped you flip the switch to, you know, continuing to go to these meetings, et cetera?
Well, that was the same podcast that kind of encouraged me to get up on the social media. I never thought, you know, the social media thing was going to be for me, because I played my real estate close to the vest. I didn't tell a lot of people about what I was doing. Who wants to hear about some guy, you know, and all his successes? But after I started telling just about anyone and everyone that would listen what I was doing, you know, I tell this story about 6 years ago, I got a cup of coffee with a new investor. He was just getting into real estate. He purchased maybe a duplex or two after that. And then 5 years later, he called me, he found a commercial building, and he and I are now partners on that particular building, all from a cup of coffee that happened 5 years ago. So that's why I stress the importance of, you know, continuing to educate yourself and continuing to surround yourself in real estate.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. And, you know, one thing I think about when because I do a lot of that as well, is how do you kind of balance taking in information and applying it? And same with connections. You know, I meet a lot of people, but, you know, not all of those are going to turn into something, or, you know, maybe it takes time. Can you tell me a little bit about how you think about that?
Well, yeah, a lot of these meetings do not turn into anything. But even if you have, you know, one out of 10 that do, you know, that can pay off tenfold. This particular partner of mine, is not as much the entrepreneur guy. He's more of an analytical guy. He works for Google, but with that analytical, you know, nature, I've just saw how he approaches these deals in a much more numbers fashion than I do. I'm more of the, this looks like a great deal. I know what this property is for. Let's buy it. But no, he breaks down the sheets, gets the numbers out, and he negotiates the hell out of these deals. So, seeing that side of things is nice because it opens your mind to realize that, hey, maybe you should be a little more, you slow things down a little bit. It's good to be an entrepreneur, but it's also good to, be a numbers guy as well.
Yeah, for sure. I guess when I ask that question, I think like, well, I meet so many people and so many of those meetings could turn into something if like I followed up on them, but then I don't necessarily, have the time or resources to follow up everywhere where there is a potential opportunity. So how do you kind of like, and same with knowledge, right? Like we take in a lot of knowledge from podcasts and interviews. How do you decide what to apply and when?
That's tough because, I do hear of a lot of things that excite me and I would love to jump into all of them, but they always say, you can either be, what do they say? The master of few or not so good at many. And I always try to concentrate and hone in on just a few things at once, because if you do spread yourself too thin, you probably aren't going to accomplish anything. But I do try to keep a lot of those things in the back of my mind. That way, when time does open up, maybe I can investigate some of those things that sounded intriguing to me a little more. But, I do pick and choose what sounds like it's most lucrative or most in front of me right now. And I put those other things to the side.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, I think that's a really important point. And I also, when I think about, for me, learning also happens with application. And so, we spend so much time learning in school and there's not that much time for applying. And it just wasn't really, after high school, it wasn't really the best learning environment for me. And so I've actually found that it feels a little odd, I think, sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of free material out there, in podcasts and books, which are free, but then there's also paid content, which sometimes, is just really helpful to actually helping move the needle forward. And it's kind of like, in my mind, it's almost more valuable, if not totally more valuable than, the expensive schools that I went to. So yeah.
Definitely agree with that. Schooling definitely needs some reform because, you could take about 50% of that and throw it out the window, but that could be a conversation for a different day. But yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, thanks so much, Adam, for sharing your habit that's contributed to your continued growth and success. Really appreciate it. Will you please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and what you're working on and anything else you want to share?
Yes, you can visit me at my website, look my information up. It's cleinvest.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. My name is Adam the Investor, and I post projects on weekly updates and all kinds of things on there.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys take some time to check out Adam the Investor on Instagram and all the other things that he's up to. So thanks for coming on the show, Adam. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.